and excited about college. They're demanding to see video of his final moments that police say they have.
The county coroner says Reed suffered no lacerations, contusions, fractures, broken bones, or injuries consistent with an assault. The family is doing its own investigation. President Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer about to hold a news conference following their discussions earlier today about trade and business cooperation. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The race for Wisconsin governor is getting more crowded. Democratic State Representative Francesca Hong announced her candidacy yesterday. Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform. So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running on Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few months later in November. Brown County homeowners can pick up a free tool to help them stay safe from toxic, undetectable gas in their homes. The County Health Department is offering free radon test kits for homeowners. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S., according to the Brown County Health Department. Health Officer Anna Nick says radon is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers, and it is preventable. Testing for radon is the only way to know if this dangerous gas is present in your home. Homeowners can pick up a free short-term radon test kit while supplies last from any Brown County Public Health location in the Green Bay area. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Magic number is six. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers one step closer to locking up the Central Division with a 9-2 win over the Angels at AmFam Field. They go for the sweep today. Blake Perkins with great play in center field and five runs batted in. Perkins on what it meant for him after the game.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. I mean, all these guys support me every day. It's good to have some results like go my way.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers and Maryland Terrapins this Saturday at 11 a.m. Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. The Packers, were their first road trip, face a tough Browns defense in Cleveland. Right tackle Zach Tom was out last week after suffering a bruised hip and thigh.
It's kind of hard to run. That's like the main thing. I feel like moving side to side, I'm good. But like anything that involves me trying to like get out and open up, then I can kind of feel it a little bit. But yeah, we just got to work through it.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and still hanging on to some heat today. Highs scrape the upper 70s with light breeze. We'll see more clouds than sunshine tomorrow, and it'll be cooler. Highs in the mid-70s, breezy winds, and a chance of rain rolling in later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Love me do. You know I love you. Love me do.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Maybe you're heading to a friend's house this weekend. Going to take a host gift, maybe a bottle of wine. Before you do, don't miss this. It's on the way.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the way. All things ain't what they used to be, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary. Try.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. Oh, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll
local
stay.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. Maybe you're going to a friend's house this weekend. Maybe you're taking a bottle of wine because you're a good guest. You don't want to show up empty-handed. But imagine in your vehicle on the way over to friend's house, and all of a sudden the wine bottle explodes in your back seat. This is not a scene from a comedy movie. This is actually the reason that Costco is recalling some of their Kirkland Signature Prosecco wines. It has a V in, also in the name, Prosecco Valdobbiadene something. I don't even know how to pronounce that. The bottles of wine were sold between April 25th and August 26th. And without even touching them, there is the risk that the bottle could explode on its own. Bottles were sold here in Wisconsin. They were sold in Minnesota, sold in about 10 other states. So if you have one of those bottles of wine, first of all, check to see if it's one of the recalled ones. Wrap it in a towel, they say, and dispose of it, because you don't want to take an unnecessary chance that you have a wine explosion for the mess and for the danger.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, Materialized Again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th, Festival Foods Craft Oberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Inside Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Demand anytime at WGBW.FM. But when you tune in to local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM, you know you're always going to get a local news update every half hour. And the next one coming your way
seven
in minutes.
Lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long,
my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Wearing your
be in the sky. But what you aim at?
I'll just take your glasses.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I have a neighbor named Judy, and we've never talked about, is it better to have your name in a song and so people sing that song to you all your life, or is it better to just always wish for your name to be in a song? I'm going to ask her next time I see her in the backyard. In the meantime, let's get you another local news update from our WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Brown County homeowners can pick up a free tool to help them stay safe from toxic, undetectable gas in their homes. The County Health Department is offering free radon test kits for homeowners. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S., according to the Brown County Health Department. Health Officer Anna Nick says radon is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers, and it is preventable. Testing for radon is the only way to know if this dangerous gas is present in your home. Homeowners can pick up a free short-term radon test kit while supplies last from any Brown County Public Health location in the Green Bay area. The Green Bay Police Department says the use of force in a Bay Beach arrest this summer was justified after an internal review. Several bystanders took video of police arresting a man last June and posted it to social media, drawing public scrutiny over how the officers handled the arrest. The video shows six police officers kneeling around a man on the ground while being filmed by a camera crew from the TV show Cops. The department issued a news release a few days later confirming a camera crew visible in the footage was with Cops TV. Police Chief Chris Davis also addressed community concerns in person at a public event. Davis explained that all uses of force are reviewed internally, including the Bay Beach incident. The arrest was made after police responded to reports of a suspicious person who allegedly made uncomfortable comments to a park employee. That person resisted arrest after repeated warnings from police, and officers used force to take him into custody, according to the initial news release. The man who was arrested was later charged in Brown County with disorderly conduct and resisting an officer. The Green Bay Preble Athletic Department just announced the 2025 Athletic Hall of Fame class. The five athletes will be inducted into the Preble Athletic Hall of Fame at a ceremony on September 26th in the Preble Auditorium. The 2025 class includes five former Preble athletes who went on to achieve excellence in sports. The honorees' graduation dates from Preble span decades, from 1977 to 2014. The public is welcome to attend the induction ceremony at 5:30 on Friday, September 26th. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Partly cloudy and still hanging on to some heat today. Highs scrape the upper 70s with light breeze. We'll see more clouds than sunshine tomorrow, and it'll be cooler. Highs in the mid-70s. Breezy winds and a chance of rain rolling in later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, 66 degrees.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man. Came on a
summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Bravely, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the sea." Down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady.
There we go again. Brandy, Judy, is it better to have your name in a song or always wish for your name to be in a song? It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry.
news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. We have some big-time winning coming your way on Monday. Just how easy it is to score one of the many prizes. That's on the way in just moments.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary. Was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow-crested brown, without no sleep or night. Strands and polishes a gun, she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and girls born in the soldiers to kill. We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits. No matter what, on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and I am so excited for Monday to roll around. Whoever said that, right? No, I'm so excited for a Monday. But it's going to be a big Monday here with WGBW, because that is when we will start handing out those keywords. To win, go for the green and gold. It's our text to win contest. All you need is the Civic Media app. That's how easy it is. Even better, it's free to download if you don't have it already. If you've previously downloaded the Civic Media app, you're good to go. You're ready for Monday. You're ready for all that winning. If you still need to download the app, wherever you normally purchase apps, it's going to be free. Just look for Civic Media. Or there's a nice little how to listen, download the mobile app, click button at WGBW.FM. Just click on there and then go all the way to the bottom. You'll see it. But you can win some green cash. You can win some gold jewelry, and you'll be eligible for that grand prize, club seats for the Green Bay and Minnesota game. That happens in Green Bay in November. This is going to be awesome. Do you see why I'm so excited for Monday? I know you will be too. Good luck to you from WGBW.
Hey, who wants to meet Otters Renee and Caesar? It's Amanda with another new WSCO 411 for you. And Renee and Caesar, two North American river otters, are this year's ambassadors for the annual Walk for Wildlife by the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. It's this Saturday, September 20th, created to support the purpose of helping the wildlife that are brought to the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. So if you're looking for a 5K with a local purpose, this is it. Plus, there's going to be a band there, food truck, awesome bucket raffles, and so much more. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events. Sign up now.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Wild thing, I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight. I love you.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW. Start every morning with Dan Marcus right here at 6 a.m. weekdays on WGBW, and then listen all day long.
where it began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Present. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Each day.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. We'll check in with Mike Clemens, get you the sports update, and so much more. Part of your news coming up in minutes.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow. Born a high forever to fly, a wind of a loss of tenet. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly,
they call me Mellow Yellow. So mellow, yeah, so mellow. Sudden grace, electrical banana, it's bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow,
quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow,
quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.